This is America Weekend. I am Paul Harris. Thanks so much for listening. On January 13th, 2012, my next guests were on board the Costa Concordia cruise ship when it capsized on that night, just a couple of miles off the coast of Italy. They were all ready for a wonderful sea cruise. It turned into the worst night and day of their lives. Dean and Georgia Ananias were on board that boat with their grown daughters, Valerie and Cindy, and they have now written about the experience in a rather amazing new book called SOS, Spirit of Survival. Dean and Georgia, welcome to America Weekend.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I recently watched a documentary that I think aired many months ago called The Sinking of the Concordia, Caught on Camera, which was essentially an hour of footage taken by passengers and crew of that ship. And until I saw that and then read your book, I did not realize the horror that you went through and the fact that at some point you must have said, we're about to die. Did you say that to anybody, Dean?
Yes. We said that actually four times we had that. It seemed to be that we're going to die. That was the scariest feeling of our lives, definitely. Dying.
Did you tell your family, well, this is the end?
Yes, I did. At one point when the ship just took the roll and it rolled over its side, and we're just waiting for the water to come, and I'm saying to myself, you know, this is it. I told everyone, and we're just waiting for the water to hit, and thank God it didn't, but we had no idea we're up on a reef at all.
Georgia, tell me what that was like for you.
It was just something. It's an out-of-body experience, really, to put it that way. For me, at that point, in the one point when we saw that look in Dean's eye and he said, this is it, a man handed me his baby and said, take my baby. And I think he knew we were going to die, too. I don't know why he gave me the baby, but when he handed me his baby, that feeling of, like, wow. I mean, there's no feeling like it. I mean, like I describe it in the book, it's this sinking feeling, and then you're trying to save a baby, and you don't even know that, and you see the parents just looking at you. It's unbelievable.
And then you handed the baby back, right?
Well, we knew. When Dean said, this is it, I handed the baby back, and I said, be with your baby, because I knew we were going to die. And so I didn't want the baby to die in the arms of us, who were strangers. I wanted to die with their parents.
Dean, you were among the last people to get off the ship, right?
Yes, we were.
Could you, you know, you hear this phrase a lot, and I wonder if it's true since you've actually stared death in the face. Could you smell fear?
I was going to say, smell, at that point, my senses were, I mean, we're so concentrated, all we just, you definitely just feared, I felt the fear. Yes, you could say you could. It would not. Anything else in the air, you could smell it.
Everybody panicking around you at certain points.
Yes, there was a lot of pandemonium going on.
Georgia, I understand that the crew essentially was nowhere to be found. I know that the captain and the officers have both been brought up on charges because they abandoned ship before making sure you were safe, right?
Yes, and that's a really big, a horrible thing that happened. And the reason that a lot of people died, you know, 32 people died on board and many, many were hurt. We never had anyone but galley crew there, and they were just as terrified. The terror in their eyes is just unbelievable. So, you know, yes, there was no help, and you know, the lack of abandoning ship early on, when they already knew there was a big hole in the side of the ship and water was coming in, tons of water, within minutes, and nobody abandoned ship for an hour and a half. You know, we got on a lifeboat. We described that in the book. We got on a lifeboat, and we thought we were safe, and then the lifeboat couldn't go down, and we were thrown back onto a sinking ship. It was just, you know, when you see the Titanic, I mean, seriously, that's what you experienced on board.
Dean, were there not enough lifeboats for all the passengers?
Well, yes, it seemed that way because we couldn't get them down, but some of them couldn't get down because the ship was so much at an angle, they couldn't go down the side of the ship, or they would have slid down the side and flipped over. That was our situation. They had to wrench us back up, take us off the lifeboat, and we thought, like Georgia said, we thought we were safe, and all of a sudden back, you fit yourself, and then they put you back on a sinking ship, and then, I mean...
Left to die.
Yeah.
Georgia, can you describe for me the sound of a boat hitting rocks?
It's a multi-sensory kind of thing, because you feel, you hear, there are noises you hear, and then you hear a shaking. I mean, it's like an earthquake, and then there's a grinding noise, and then all of a sudden it's pitch dark. That was kind of what you felt as you at the onset of that. And at first, when it happened, we weren't as terrified, because we just thought, oh, we hit something and everything. But I think the biggest problem became is immediately when they came over the intercom and said this was an electrical problem. We knew very well. We've cruised on over 60 cruises. We knew that that was an electrical problem, but a lot of people didn't.
Didn't know. The thing is, I mean, I felt it was an electrical problem because the ship started to list immediately. So I figured this ship is taking on some water.
And you served in the Navy, so you know a little bit about being at sea, right?
Correct, yes.
So when you felt that and heard that initial contact and the ship started to list, did you think to yourself, okay, that's it, I've got to save my family? And if that thought then went through your mind, was it just impossible for you to get from where you were to where safety was?
Okay, when that first hit, I figured we hit something. And the first thing I told my family, I said, this ship is too big to sink like a rock. So we'll have some time. The first thing we did was to gather ourselves together and stay together. Because like we were in a dining room, everybody was running out the door. Like when the theater, they say fire at a theater and panic runs out. That's exactly what it was like. And I said, wait till this crowd goes down, because we were going to get hurt or possibly killed getting through that door. So we just waited. And one of the positive things with the crew there at that time, and probably the only one, is when they took us out through, a cruise area up some back stairs, not out that main door, up to the lifeboats area on the deck four. And that's what we did right away. But the thing is, stay together and don't panic is the key thing first. And then from there, we'd have to work on what we're going to be doing to save the family, basically, right?
I mentioned the footage that I saw that was shot by some of the passengers and some of the crew turned into this TV special. When the lifeboats finally got those people to safety on shore, why didn't they turn around and come get you? Was it too late by that point? Was the ship so much on its side that even if they came back, they wouldn't have been able to get you off?
Oh, yeah, because there was no place for them to... The ship was on its side. There was no place for them to pull up or anything. In fact, probably right away, there was... everybody was like, we were at one point up on top of the ship on its side, and up at about 17 decks up. And then we had to work ourselves over towards the center of the ship, and there was some guidelines down there. We had on some small line and slid on our bottoms down to a lifeboat. But this was like 5.5 hours later after initial hitting. And we're sitting down below at the base of the ship, and it rounds off, and they couldn't tie up. So the lifeboat was there bouncing in the water and back and forth. And we had to jump, and that was between 15 and 20 feet into the lifeboat, and it was still moving back and forth, so you had to time yourself.
And you got hurt when you jumped, right?
Yes, because it landed feet first right into the right into the boat straight down. And my wife and one daughter, Cynthia, jumped and landed on the roof, and myself and my other daughter, Valerie, we jumped inside the boat, which is even a deeper jump.
And we describe in the book how Dean almost gets caught when in his last jump after that 5.5 hours, almost gets caught between the ship and the lifeboat and gets crushed. And so, you know, all of those things, it just got worse. And then once we got on land, we had a whole another challenge that we talk about in the book that we never dreamed would happen, because there was no help for us once we got to land.
Yeah, it's remarkable. And I know that you and many of the other passengers are involved in legal procedures against the cruise company right now. George, I've only got about 20 seconds here. Will you ever go on a cruise again?
We will not go on a cruise again until there's changes in and passenger safety is put first. We have to. There has to be a change in the cruise lines, and we challenge them to do that to make it safe for people. And then we would love to return to that.
You obviously enjoyed cruising. You did it 60-odd times, but
absolutely
one experience of knowing that the crew is abandoning you as they abandon the ship, I can certainly understand how you feel about that. I'm glad you're safe. It's a remarkable story told remarkably in this book called SOS, Spirit of Survival. Dean and Georgia Ananias, thanks so much for joining me here today.
Thank you very much.
I'm Paul Harris. This is America Weekend.
America Weekend.